Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call. Interface complete.
KCGT and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
Okay, what happened with that shit?
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Right. All right, well, check this out, people. We're going to be making a call, you know what I'm saying? Because this is filthy water. Filthy water Friday, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is in your water, you know? With the recent so-called accidental oil spill, in the Gulf, and with past oil spills in our water from as far as Alaska, it brings up an important question. What the fuck is in the water? You know, is it intentional poisoning, destroying the last independent natural resource, killing Mother Earth? Well, if the world don't wake up, you know what I'm saying, and realize that your people and not religion is what's killing everything on this motherfucking planet. We all going to be in a goddamn fucked up place. You know, they keep trying to tell us, oh, it's the end of, man, fuck the end of days. You know, ain't no motherfucking end of days. It's going to be end of days. You keep letting these old crazy-ass motherfuckers manipulate the world's population as a whole. You know what I'm saying? But hell. I don't know, man. I know I ain't going to be part of the motherfucking bullshit, and this filthy water shit is going to be addressed, and this is part of the problem. You can't tell me how you just put a fucking floating buoy that's supported by nothing on any side, you know what I'm saying? But then talking about somebody had a failure to topple over. Because if that's the case, then that should have been one of the fail-safes. Well, just in case the bitch do deflate or something and the engines go down, we need to have this bitch on stilts just in case it has a fallback and it hasn't, so it won't spill the fuck over. Come on, man. All right, but check this out. We're going to get into, you know, another song coming right back, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcoming everybody to the show. Florida UFOs, Heavenly Angels, Cyanide. That's all the way around the world, people. We all the way around the world. And I mean the world. That's real. This is the 360, a.k.a. Circle Game. I'm right back at you. Record of Game Radio. Show host Captain Smell So Good. Hit me up 347-237-5125.
But they showing they ass. Sell 45 with the rims and mat. They'll tell the bro, nigga, you ain't getting no cash. Man, the drop on stupid, floss like nigga. Off in the mall, holla, Neil, a jeweler. No lil' way, Miss Dice on deck. Y'all getting pitted and she paying for sex. Chuck C, yeah, I got a drop off. We look good again on China sidewalk. Dinner by the water, Gulf of Mexico. Shots up patrol, now she ready to fall.
Change in my world.
chain to my girl. I don't need a broke bitch, all I murder to her. All the fussing and fighting, I'm worth it with her. Tired of ducking and hiding, I'm married to her. Drop bitch, cool ride, so I'm bopping with her. Plus she buy her own pain, now I'm bopping with her. Drop bitch, more fun than a regular girl. Dope game slowed up, now she taking the slack. Fuck 30 with the tool, now she making the track. Got the summer dress on, nigga checking her out. But it's something about to do the show to crazy about. I need a drop hole, I need a drop hole.
Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't show no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money, money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. Yeah.
Need a minute with you, just to let you know. You looking tasty, girl. get wet. Just being real, baby, I don't mean no disrespect. I wanna touch you, girl. I wanna kiss you, girl. I wanna twist you, girl. I promise you gon' love it, girl.
I saw you walk across the street. Man, I can't lie, your walk is killing me. And that body, I just can't believe that your man let you out here in these streets. Girl, you sure got it going on. Make a brother wanna take you to my home.
Thank you. slide in your pie. She got me on speed dial. Okay, I'm guilty. I don't need a retrial. I get paper. No time to freestyle. I hit the toilet one time, then she smiles. I got a G-style. Understand that. I don't give a fuck. Shout it where your man at. You say you love him, you might as well can that.
Can't wait to block up. Sitting on a floor tank, wood grain, red paint, gliding with the top down, stunning on chrome skates. Hit the hot spots, girl, you look good. It's a barbecue, we finna hit the hood. Whole day plans, I got it mapped out. We the hottest couple, everybody's talking about. Cause you got me, and I got you. You my baby, and I'm your boo. When you need me, I come through. I might act up, but thugs need love too. If you didn't know, girl, I love you. And no other chick comes before you. I'd be a fool to leave, look at all we've been through. Cause you want me, and I want you.
Today we're talking about your water, you know what I'm saying, Filthy Water Friday, and like I said, I'm going to be making some calls today. So the first person we're going to contact is the Brita company, you know what I'm saying. Brita is supposed to be the number one brand of household water filtration systems, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to call them up, and we're going to see just how much out of the 400 elements that are in water, do their, you know what I'm saying, do they actually filter out? Now, this says, down here, that one Brita filter can effectively replace as many as 300 standard 16-ounce bottles. One Brita faucet filter can effectively replace as many as 750 standard 16-ounce bottles. That's the real on in parentheses. Let's see here. The Surf Rider Foundation, Fresh Filter Equals Fresh Water. Let's go into some products. Let's see here. Various capabilities. Yeah, I want to get a breakdown of the product, though. That's what I'm actually looking for here. Where to buy? Oh, classic. All right, let me go to About Us. Okay, in our water, exposed to countless dangers. 1996. Had a far sighted vision for potable water. He noticed key source of life water exposed to countless dangers and impurities in drinking water. Some parts of the world, people need better tasting water, and others, water needs to be treated to relieve health concerns. So he set out to do this. Brita, his entire family helped him set up his small business. The first production was accomplished under a pear tree in the family's garden. And, 99. Okay, but what the fuck is all that? I mean, give me some breakdown of how the process and how the hell it takes out the elements and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? The healing power of water. Yeah, I want to know the damn process and all that shit. These motherfuckers, man. Aging better, your workout, your body. What about your water? All right. Well, fuck it, man. Let's contact these motherfuckers, man. Since you all don't have, seem to have any. Oh, I hate fucking 1-800 numbers, man. Oh, shit. All right, hold on, people. Let me get something started real quick, because I don't really like call 1-800 numbers, because they're going to give you a run around, you know what I'm saying? The run around. Got to go direct. All right, here we go. I want people, let's go back over here. Do-do-do-do. Okay, Brita water filters, Brita collagen. Is that Target? Okay, let's go here. Brita.co. Let's tell them that. Brita water filters, experts in the field of water filtration in the UK. Used to having a constant supply of fresh water from our taps, we were for drinking and preparation for water filters. Oh, you can drink water from the tap in the UK. Wow, imagine that one. Water coolers, appliances, product overview, quality production. Company, modern family, blah, blah, blah. Be the most share, blah, blah. The Aquil systems, blah, 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 blah. Man, shit. Okay, there we go. How does Brita help? That's what I want to know. Drinking water for the children in Vietnam. 6 weeks out of the year. Vietnam contaminated water is a threat to the lives of children. Brita helps to provide water. What's the process? What osmosis, osmosis, goddammit? What the f*** is the process that your shit goes through? Out there, I'm trying to fucking figure out. Goddamn products. Okay, purity remote display. Alright, well, let's see if we can fucking contact somebody. Fuck. Tired of looking at your website. Your website sucks. Sorry. Okay, get in touch. Contact person. Choose a contact person. Yeah, let's call. What the hell is this? Anybody can make a UK call? Because I can't call over PCs. Yeah. Alright. Back to the search. Alright, somebody give me. Oh, I know what to do. Let's go to 3411.com. Anybody out there dialing 411 on your damn phone, or you paying for the goddamn information service? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. My bad, people. I did reschedule my show. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. What's that?
Oh.
Women just do anything to you, talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she's gonna ask you the goddamn things she wanna do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She's gonna ask you a question, I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! Cause my pain is coming off. I like it real hard, don't like it when it's off. And I'm feeling free, just want you to freak me. Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me while she eat me. I hook it tight till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you pay? Cause I don't wanna tell. My pussy stay ready, do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga bitch coming off fast. Get that dick rock hard, put my hair, make my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna make me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like my neck, I'm stuck in the air. If you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna make me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like my neck, I'm stuck in the air. Can you get me up to that, boy, don't you talk. Don't want you to stop, got me reaching for my jaw. Reaching for the bad place, my arms tired with hurt. The way you make me feel, boy, it ain't no hurt. Got so much fear, like I feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean, it feels so right. Wanna know what you like, got you feeling real good. Cause you know my pussy tight, wanna do it all night. A freaking pussy life, fucking like a porn star. In the car, on the bar, just don't hit it too hard. In the house with your spouse, I'll be quiet with my mom. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there.
You know what I'm saying? I had to cut to a commercial break real quick, people. My bad. It's my homeboy, Meet Your Dog. He's joined the Boost Mobile Network, and he's ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? So he called me up and shit too, just to brag that he's on the network. We're chirping. And, all right, let's get back over to 1-800-3411. We're going to enter business. And we're looking for Britta. We're going to find Britta. Then we're going to call goddamn Awkwafina. Because Awkwafina was in the news for using motherfucking tap water in their bottles. So we're going to find out. You guys still using tap water in your bottles? Fucking right. It's the first question I'm asking. Shit. Motherfuckers, you. Shit. I don't know, Britta in California. Do 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 do. Sound like the old ATM music. I mean, ATM. Britta Realty. Britta. Britta Foods. Britta Water, motherfucker. Britta, there is no Britta Water. Where the hell is Britta Water at? The water shop, water, what the fuck is water? Britta Water Filters at Britta.com. But I don't want the dam. Well, they based out of Germany, so. Alright. Oh, no. Nah. Well, earlier, what I meant to tell everybody earlier, I went to go see a lawyer, so I scheduled the show for 3 o'clock, for 3 p.m., you know what I'm saying? But then when I went and talked to this asshole, and he told me some dumb shit, talking about something, I don't have the freedom of press, and I don't have the right to film the police, I had to excuse myself from the dumbass's presence, because you part of the motherfucking plan. You know what I'm saying? You fucking ignorant. Well, I mean, damn, and that's a black lawyer, too, you know what I'm saying, which I was already pre-warned, you know what I'm saying, that he's a fucking dinosaur, and now he's just part of the plan. He goes along with the good old boy plan, and he let me know, and I was slipping that I didn't have my damn, I didn't have my fucking record on me, because I normally sit there and record, you know what I'm saying, they motherfucking ass, but it's going down. This is straight off of my little text. It says, fucking A&R Rep Indie Music Seminar. Only one performance slot available for the largest urban music seminar to hit the Bay Area Sunday, July 11th, 2010. For more info, call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553. And again, that's the urban music seminar. Yeah, fuck an A&R Rep. Hell, the motherfuckers ain't seeking out nothing. Bitches ain't doing their job. Got A&R up. Alright, here we go. Contact. Alright, you got a phone number. There we go. Yeah, it's the 1-800 number, though. That's the only thing. Alright. I guess we have to call the 1-800 number, people. If you find any of the questions, let's look at the frequently asked questions first. So we won't make an ass out of ourselves. And be like, hey, we fucking told you, man, this shit is, you should have just paid attention. I don't know that dumb shit. What the fuck is this going on here? Get the fuck out of here. Alright, we're in the frequently asked questions. I'm clicking on Britta Pictures. And let's see, this is all the way from, what do Brita products remove from tap water? Okay, so this is before we even going to make the call. Brita pitchers and dispensers reduce copper, chlorine, which is tasting odor, and mercury, all of which may be found in tap water. Brita faucet filtration systems reduce lead, benzene, TTHMs, and microbial cysts. What certification or seals of approval do Brita products currently have? They're certified under the Water Quality Association, which that's who the fuck we need to call and try to find a number. Water Quality Association, Gold Seal Product Certification Program. WQA's Gold Seal immediately identifies that Brita's products meet or exceed industry standards for specified contaminant reduction, structural integrity, and material safety. Additionally, Brita's faucet filtration systems meet the NSF and ANSI standards for lead reduction. Why aren't Brita pitchers certified by NSF International for lead reduction? Filters haven't changed. What is the difference between soluble and insoluble lead? What the fuck is that? Soluble lead dissolves completely in water, whereas insoluble lead does not dissolve in water. What the fuck is lead doing in the goddamn water? do Brita filters remove fluoride? They have been tested and verified to remove only a trace amount of fluoride over the life of a filter. Many brands of bottled water do not contain the level of fluoride recommended by dentists. Learn more about how, enhance your child's health. Yeah, I bet you would. Poisoning the fuck out of his ass. Does the pitcher dispenser add or remove sodium? Brita pitchers or dispensers do not add or remove sodium. See what else we got down here. Change it every 2 months. Smart pitcher. What is the shelf life? How do I either soak, flush my tub? How do I clean it? Now that'll lead to another question. If it says, how should I clean my Brita water dispenser? Hand wash pitcher or dispenser. Lid in reservoir with a mild detergent. Okay, then you're going to rinse it with tap water. And then fill it up. Okay, I guess the filter, I don't know. I guess the filtration is when it pours out. Okay. Can Brita pitchers be used with well water? These are intended to be used only with municipally treated tap water or well water that is regularly tested to be microbiologically safe. Okay. And what ingredients are found in a Brita pitcher filter? These are all your questions, Heavenly Angel, before we even call. Wow. You get all your questions answered. Ain't that a... All right, hold on, people. Let me get my porn music started. That was my diggy diggy down out. You don't remember that back in the day? Diggy diggy down out, down out. Diggy diggy down out. Oh. All right. Back over here where it says the Brita pitcher filter contains activated carbon and an ion exchange resin. All of the ingredients in the filter have been approved by the Water Quality Association. As you may know, activated carbon is widely used in the food and medical industry. Its function in Brita filters is to reduce the chlorine or the taste and odor. The activated carbon utilized is made from coconut shells that have been subjected to a special heating process that produces a large surface area capable of maximum absorption. The ion exchange resin acts like a magnet and reduces mercury, copper, cadmium, and zinc. All right. Somebody out there, I don't know who posted the link yesterday, post that link again where it has... The over 400 different things that are in water. Because, see, when I call up the Water Association, I want to ask them, can you tell me, you know what I'm saying, how many, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many motherfucking chemicals are actually in water. And then we see if we get a fucking honest answer. Probably doubt it. Let's see. Who the hell is this? Fine water. Alright, let's see. Bottled water of the world. Who has the best bottled water? Let's see. Kids are on this one. Right, drink bottled water. Okay, who's got the best bottled water? That's what I'm going to see. Shit. Okay, water labeling and water classifications, national primary drinking water regulations, primary standards, the tables below divide the contaminants into. Let's see. Okay. God damn, we got 1 through 5 fucking pages, man. National primary water regulations. are legally enforceable standards that apply to public water systems. Primary standards protect public health by limiting the levels of contaminants in drinking water. If you go to www.finewaters.com and look at the National Primary Drinking Water Regulations by the EPA, and you'll be able to follow on with what I'm talking about. We are looking at microorganisms. They give you the chemistry breakdown of it, milligrams and all that. Then they give you the potential health effects from ingestion of water and also sources of contaminant in drinking water. Cryptosporidium, which is has a health effect of gastrointestinal illness, diarrhea, vomiting, and cramps. The sources of contaminant in drinking water are human and fecal animal waste. What the hell is fecal animal waste? A range of bacteria naturally present in heterotrophic plate count found naturally in water multiplies in heating systems. Legionella, Legionnaire's disease, a type of pneumonia, which is found naturally in water and multiplies in heating systems. You have total coliforms, not a health threat in itself. It is used to indicate whether other potentially harmful bacteria may be present. Coliforms are naturally present in the environment as well as feces. Fecal coliforms and E. coli only come from human and animal fecal waste. And I used to have to work for Quest Diagnostics where they process stool samples, put it that way. And where they put your little stack of shit on a petri dish and wait till the little cauliflowers pop off of it so they can find out what the fuck it is. Hey, all right. God damn it, Heavenly Angel, you need to call the hell up. You got too many questions. Shit. You better at this than I am answering these questions. Hell, you need to call up. When I call these people up, less offending to hear a female voice than a male voice. Oh, man, she sounds hot. Oh, yeah, babe, I'll tell you anything. Hey, hardhead, get the fuck off the phone. Stop calling my office. Fucking hardheads calling my fucking office. All right, man, we need, still need a damn number, man. Fuck, we just going to call, we just call the 1-800 number. Let's see what the 1-800 people know. How about that? All right, here we go, people.
We would like to assure you that Brita pitchers and pitcher filters do not contain bisphenol A, BPA, or polycarbonate. Please select from one of the following options. For assistance finding Brita products in your area, press or say 1. For assistance with a Brita pitcher or pitcher filter, press or say 2. For assistance with faucet mount systems or faucet mount filters, press or say 3. For assistance with Brita water cooler filtration systems, press or say 4. To purchase Brita products or follow up on your online order, press or say 5. To speak with a consumer services representative at any time, press or say 0. For medical emergencies, please hang up and dial 800-446-1014. To repeat this message, press or say 8.
All right, fuck it. We're going 8.
Thank you for contacting Brita. We would like to assure you that Brita pitchers and pitcher filters
all right, all right, all that shit.
Bisphenol A. Please hold while your call is being transferred to a consumer services representative. Mm-hmm. Your call may be monitored for quality purposes, and the information you provide us will be used to help continually improve our products and services.
Thank you for calling Consumer Services. This is Regina. How may I help you?
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm chilling like a villain. I got a question for you.
Okay.
I just purchased this the little basic filtration system out of Walmart, right? A little Brita filter.
Right.
Now, I'm down here in Tampa in Florida.
Okay.
And I got a concern with the fact of, you know, with the little recent oil spill.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know how is that going to affect my filter, or do I need to upgrade, or what do I need to do?
Well, you'd have to check and see what chemicals are in the water. In your instruction manual, it shows what chemicals are filtered out by our system,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to check with them. But ours is only to be used on water that's already tested safe to drink. So if they're telling you in your area that the water is not safe to drink, then you shouldn't use our filters.
Okay, so it doesn't filter out like all 400 chemicals that's in water. It only
just certain things.
Just certain things, not everything.
Right.
Now, is there like some advanced filter that, you know?
I don't have information on other companies' products. I know that we don't have one.
Okay,
though.
As far as Brita. But, yeah, I mean, as far as Brita, there's not a top-of-the-line Brita 4000 with, you know what I'm saying? It,
yeah,
get everything out?
No.
There's nothing like that. Okay. Huh. All righty. Well, that's what I was trying to find out. Just, you know, because this is in the wake of the recent disaster, you know, and the oil might be heading this way.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of concerned, you know, with it. I didn't know if the sediments and stuff from the actual oil not actually reaching, but, you know what I'm saying, the chemicals through that.
Yeah, you'll want to check and see what's in that water and if it's even safe to drink.
Okay. And is there an agency or somebody that actually will come out and do that, or how does that?
Well, I would call your local water treatment facility company.
Okay, and they can guide me from there.
Yes.
Okay, that'll work. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good day, sir.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
All right. That'll work. She was fucking sweet. Yeah. But no, I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to get all into that. Kind of concerned with this oil right now, people. I know the water's fucked up. I read over a goddamn counted 100 of them. Now, I'll tell you something. The water's fucked up. You know, I need to get that monk. Goddamn. That's what I'm gonna play on here. The fucking monk theme to his goddamn show and shit, because that's got a message in that, you know what I'm saying? And you love just might kill you. Yeah, and people don't think that. But what we're going to do is I got to look up Awkwafina, man. We're going to look up Awkwafina after this here. We're going to come back after this song. We're going to look up Awkwafina, and let's go in on the Awkwafina guys. Hey, man, I just bought a fucking bottle of your fucking water, man, and they told me it was fucking out the tap, man. I'm fucking sounding like this now, man. No, I wasn't fucking sounding like this before I fucking drunk your water, man. I'm fucking, I don't know, man. Is it out the tap? Oh, man. All right. Let's get to some goofy bone and right here with this Let Me Hear You Say. Yeah. Shouts out to Bruce. Bruce!
When I'm up on a
scene, I'ma kill the spot. You already know what I do, how I do when I do it. Ain't a damn thing changed now. It's straight low records, baby. And you know we coming hard, putting our bullshit aside. Ready to ride, that purple be keeping us high. You know how we do. It's Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce. Getting so loose with attitudes like what it do. Homie, who is you? Who's stacking our paper, reaching for the top. Ain't nobody in this group gon' stop. Homie, just wait till our CD drop. I guarantee that the shit won't flop. Yeah, and you know where I'm bound. Home of the Shark Tank, cruising on the east side. Smoke a blunt to the face, that's how I get high. Let me get a Caesar salad and a large fry. Cause I'm a big boy and big boys need big meals. Riding big wheels, keep it so trill. Yeah, homie, I'm for real. You say that you keeping it real. Homie, I think that you keeping it fake. Get your bitch ass up out of my face before I knock you back into your place.
Records in the house, and I thought you knew. It's Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce, the dynamic duo. Stepping on lanes, cause we straight out of San Ho. The east side is my side, you better watch the homicide. My Glocks are ready to do the crime, and if I fuck up, I'm doing time. But I never do, that's why I'm on the grind. Steady collecting my paper, try to catch them falling dimes. As a hustler, shit, you need that paper. Money is the ruler, just like on Green Acres. Up in Northern California, we got that tree. Smoking every switcher that the liquor store could feed. And my life is full of greed, and I know that's a sin. But I'm reppin' unlimited, don't let me tell you again. To all the ladies, ride my shit. To all the gangsters, conscious shit. Bruce, Bruce, tell them how we ride and rep.
Don't forget, coming back right after this, Filthy Water Friday, man. We're going to be calling up Aquafina Bottling Company. You know what I'm saying? We're going to call up some of these motherfucking bottle companies and see just exactly what's in their bottle water and what kind of process their bottles go through. Coming right back out of Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. He was live. Filthy Water Friday.
Baby, I rush home.
of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus has lost sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeezing sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeezing sour. sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory. That joke's on you.
Get some porn music started before we give them a call, and then we're gonna go ahead and get on the phone. Oh, let's see, what's that porn music at? Porn. Where you at? There you go. Good old porn music. Can't do without it, huh? Yeah. All right, big ups to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, out of Washington State. You know what I'm saying, for providing us with a couple of numbers. And shout-outs to Prophet Jackal up in the building, Florida UFOs. It's the sign out all the way over there in the Netherlands. God damn it, stop calling me on the motherfucking bat line, man. You know I'm on the motherfucking radio. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Man, you know I'm on the radio. I know you don't.
Hello.
What up?
Hello.
Mother, you, what you want?
Man, that
man, man, turn that old half a jukebox down. Nigga, call me, you turn that trash box down. Oh, what the hell? Yeah, call me on a CB or something. What kind of shit is that? Motherfucker call me on a CB and shit. How you call a motherfucking cell phone from a CB and shit? breaker, what not? You know what the fuck you got? Bitch, I'm the one and out of space. What the kind of shit is that? Oh, man. All right. Damn. Fucking crazy ass. Black. Funky tasting water. Who the fuck drinks black water? Ew. All right. Aquafina's Mexican tap water. God damn it. We done talked too much. I done lost the number, people. Shit. I am going to the history. All right. Hold on. Let me go get the phone number. Chatting it up live. And I've changed my designation. We're now blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. No longer Smelly BTR, WDGE Radio, just to let everybody know. So if you happen to be looking for me, you know what I'm saying, that's where you can find me at. Official. Now, damn, where the phone number at? I didn't talk too goddamn much. Okay, where the fucking phone number at? That 800 number. Okay, here we go. All right, hold on, people. We're going to call Pepsi. Hold on.
Pepsi Cola, Consumer Relations.
If you would like to hear about nutrition and ingredients, or learn how to find products available in your area, press 1. For information on current promotions and rebate offers, press 2. For information on Pepsi's website, press 3. If you have any questions or comments on any other topic, please press 0 or stay on the line for a Pepsi representative. This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Pepsi. This is Caitlin.
Wow, that was quick. How you doing, Caitlin?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling like a villain. Got a couple of questions for you. I drink Aquafina. Like it. Got a little sweet taste to it. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
What kind of, or can you tell me what kind of filtration does it go through process?
It goes through a Hydro 7 purification process, and that includes reverse osmosis and carbon filtration and ozonation.
And ozonation. Okay, now, I know it can't get all 400 chemicals in the water that's, you know what I'm saying, in natural water. But like, out of that 400, how much does it kind of remove?
Well, during the different stages, it removes different things. During the pre-treatment stage, that includes chlorination and then dechlorination, sand filtration, and then UV light disinfection. And then the next stage is reverse osmosis, and that removes approximately 98% of dissolved solids or ions from the water source.
Now, where do you guys get your water source from?
We get it from a EPA-approved municipal water source or private water source in your state, and then it goes through this purification process at our facility.
Okay, so as far as, and I know you already heard about the tanker overspilling and everything. Would you know of any information, like would that make the price of water actually go up?
Your local bottler, like your state, controls the pricing, so that would the price is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a recommended price point made by the headquarters, but then the local bottlers determine.
Well, I mean, because I'm here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So that's like almost direct impact,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, with me, what's going to go on. So that's why I'm kind of asking, you know what I'm saying? So should I be stocking up on water like now, you know what I'm saying, before it goes to $10 a case, you know what I'm saying? Because they're claiming that, you know what I'm saying, because of the oil spill.
And where was an oil spill?
It's out in the Gulf right now. You didn't hear about the big oil spill?
No.
Wow. That's crazy. It's supposed to be all over national news. But yeah, it's been spilling out over 5,000 gallons of oil.
Oh my gosh.
And this has been for the past 2 weeks now, and they don't have a real contingency plan for it.
Oh.
They're finna do some shoebox type of technique to so-called plug it. But yeah, it tipped over and it's spilling out like 5,000 gallons of oil.
Oh wow.
And it's kind of close. I'm in Tampa, so it's kind of close to hitting the beach, you know what I'm saying, the beach areas.
Yeah.
So I know this is going to affect the bottling water industry, period. You know what I'm saying? Somebody. So I'm trying to find out.
Well,
who
we
is
haven't
it
heard
affecting.
Anything, and if it will affect the pricing. I don't believe it would, but I can definitely share that with the bottler and get it reported.
Right.
Share
okay.
your feedback.
Okay. Yeah. If definitely. But if you could, yeah, please look into the headlines on that, because at least as far as your industry is concerned, I mean, that's going to directly impact you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've called the EPC, which is like the environmental protection people down here, and as far as Florida, they're saying that the water is pretty much safe, but it could come down this far, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
to contaminate.
So it just happened today.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. This has been going on for over two weeks now.
Oh, okay. I just see some oil spilled event from Friday, May 7th.
Yeah. No, that's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Is that the big oil rig? No. Well, they just showing you events. That's just what they trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah, just events, but no, it's been ongoing.
And the drilling rig, Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, there you go. Brand new. It ain't been in operation over a year and already fell over with no supports on either side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get your big oil spills. And then the worst since Exxon Valdez.
Yeah. Well, if there was any issue with the water, they would not put it on the market.
Right.
But because of the purification, it removes everything from the water. I don't know how much it would be affected.
Mm-hmm.
But I can definitely share your feedback and
okay.
share it with the bottlers themselves.
That's what's up. And do you, let me ask you personally, do you drink Aquafina water?
I do. Actually have it right here.
Okay, so that's okay. That's your bottle of choice. You know,
yeah.
You work somewhere and eat something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I always drink, I try to drink a lot of water.
Yeah. What I mean, have you actually tried Zephyr Hills?
Zephyr Hills? No, I don't believe
it. Have you ever heard the Zephyr Hills
bottle? I've heard of it. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever tried that.
What? Because I'm trying to, see what different bottling, not to put down your bottling company or anything,
yeah.
but you know what
I
saying? Just the different tastes of water and like Dasani, you know what I'm saying? Like some people have seem like it's treated with sugar or something.
Oh, I just know our water is not treated with sugar. Everything is removed because some people get it from, some is spring water, some is purified water. So the processes are a little different for each water product, but
okay.
ours are purified.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. Hey, I appreciate you taking time out to ask a couple of questions.
Oh, sure.
And
that's
continue drinking.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I don't know what the hell is monoatrium glutamate. Dang, what the hell is that? Or monosodium glutamate. It makes you fat. Oh, yeah, glute. Anything to say glute. Glute means fat, people, in any kind of language. I don't give a damn. If you see glute, that means fat. That's just fat. When you're talking about fucking gluten in your goddamn meat products, that ought to kind of tell you something. How the fuck you got gluten in some goddamn meat? How do you fucking, you know what I'm saying, glue together meat products and then resell that shit? And then people out there eating it. The shit say glute. Anything you say glute is glue, people. I don't give a fuck what language you speak. Espanol to the goddamn alien. Glute means fat. Any ingredient that you see with that shit in it means it's got some kind of goddamn fat in it. And it's pretty much in a lot of shit. Which that's a lot of shit that you need to avoid if you do see it. You need to avoid that shit. Motherfucker, baby, baking soda don't have no glute in it, goddammit. That's why I use baking soda. Fuck toothpaste, you know what I'm saying? And baby foods, yeah. Shampoo, toothpaste. Has glue in it, people. So what the fuck is that telling you? They're fucking killing you. Shit. Ah, damn, United States of assholes. Oh, man. I wonder why people would be walking around and with not needed. You know what I'm saying? They lay it all bowlegged, not needed. Look back in history. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't remember those motherfucking walking around, but I don't know. I'm going to blame it on the water, though. Shit. Blaming on the alcohol. Oh, man. Yeah, motherfucking cherry cola, any cola. You know what I'm saying? And the first biggest thing is water and sugar. You know? Oh, MSG. Yeah, yeah, that color. Acid, plant extracts, yeah, aroma. Yeah, Chinese Japanese who started MSG. Oh, yeah? Not a man. Yeah, but shit, Chinese started every goddamn thing. Fucking spy devices and everything else, and then America just imported this shit. You know what I'm saying? When at the same time, we could have made all that shit healthy right here in the U.S. But in order to preserve shelf life, and they jack it up with preservatives and all this other kind of up your anus type of ingredients to really fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're eating. All right, man. Enough of this damn water. None of the fucking water, man. We got to get into our own fucking news. You know what I'm saying? We got to know what's going on around the real world and not just the water world. Filthy Water Friday. What's going down, man? Y'all know what time it is. Anybody? Anybody? Right. All right, people, y'all better put your heads on, man. Put your motherfucking heads on, because it's time to not think. I mean, yeah, take your heads off, because it's time to think. Something like that. Because it's the nutty news of the day. It's time for the nutty news of the day, brought to you part by nuttynewstoday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy, and oh, the motherfucking wall news is going now. All right, let me get my good old, let's start us off with, let me see who we're going to have in the background. Let's get some R&B. We're going to have some R&B, Mr. Gray Fox, to start this thing on off as we get into the nutty news of the day. Got to warn you people, you know, it's a Spilthy Water Friday, but you won't probably be hearing anything about the water in this news. All right, and this is news brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com. News from around the world, and I mean the world. And we're going to start this thing off in Northampton, Massachusetts, where a woman run down Lord Jesus Christ in street. Okay, so she ran down three different people. Oops. Yeah, the victim has probably forgiven the woman who ran him down in a Northampton crosswalk. Police say a Pittsfield woman has been cited for running down Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, people, that's his name. As he crossed the street in Northampton, officers responded to the incident and checked the 50-year-old Belchertown man's ID and discovered that indeed Lord Jesus Christ is his legal name. Man, what? What parent the fuck they damn kid up with that shit there? You, how did you do it even? You can't even do no crimes and shit. Lord Jesus Christ, what are you doing stealing candy bars? Don't be talking to the kid like that. No, that's his fucking name, Lord Jesus Christ. I got a fucking million of them, people. But I don't have a million fucking minutes to keep going. All right, over in Boca Raton, Florida, 14-year-old girl is accused of carjacking. Getting younger, people. Hopefully she wasn't doing it for stealing candy bars in the backseat and shit. Ooh, candy bars. Let me break in. A 14-year-old Florida girl was arrested after she allegedly stole a car at a gas station pump and ordered the 12-year-old girl inside to get out. And I'm fucking talking about, get your 12-year-old ass out of here. I'm 14. my bad, people. The alleged thief in Boca Raton rushed into the car's driver's seat while the victim's father paid for gas. The father left the motor running and the doors unlocked. What kind of irresponsible parent does that? Yeah, you little fucking turd. Oh, pulled off. Probably your daughter. Heaven Angel, do you know where your daughter's at? Huh? Oh, man, hey, y'all better check your kids, goddammit. Do you know where your kids are at? Ah, oh, man. All right, keep it moving, people. You know, I'll just... Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be fucked up. Somebody named Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity. That's my daughter's name. Over here in Russia, Oxblock and Blue Block, all my Russians. El Rocky, 5-2-U. where Russian regional chief is under fire. Yeah, for meeting aliens. Fuck, not with... Man, listen. A Russian MP has asked an eccentric regional leader to explain his behavior after claiming on state television that he was visited at home by aliens in a UFO. Kursam Yukhovnov, some fucked up last name, head of the Buddhist Kalmykia, Kalmykia, some shit like that, region of southern Russia, and president of the World Chess Federation, announced without apparent irony on a high-profile chat show he had met with the aliens in 1997. Yeah, I mean, but he was talking about, you know, Juan Felipe, you know what I'm saying? I was getting some chalupas, man, with my homeboy Juan. And man, I swear, man, those aliens, they off the chain. I mean, ach, blach, 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 aliens. Oh, man, people, marijuana is a hell of a drug. Danvers, Massachusetts. Who lives in Massachusetts? Yeah, that's real Russian right there, people. Ach, blach, blach. Y'all have to go get a real Russian. You know what I'm saying? I speak a lot of languages, people, so y'all might hear me cross over into a couple of different languages, you know what I'm saying? So don't mind me, you know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Hey, you don't fucking touch the button, all right? You little bastard. You get your... Hold on, people, I gotta get some discipline. Get your ass out the hallway. Get out the hallway, boy. Sorry, people. That's my hired help. I have to have affirmative action on the ship. I had to hire the little retarded dude off of South Faust Park with the big ass head that be running around talking about. Yeah, man, get your little ass on out the way. Sorry, people. You know you got to discipline them. You know what I'm saying? They can go around licking on the space windows and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't see out when I need to, you know? All right, let's keep it on moving. Let's keep it moving. In Danvers, Massachusetts, church to offer worship services. Come the fuck on. Do I have to read this? For dogs. Yeah. A church is scheduled to launch a new monthly service worship for dogs. Oh, Lord, bless the canines and all of the pooches. May they don't shit on the yards and shit every fucking where and tear up my goddamn garden. Oh, excuse me, Lord, didn't mean to say goddamn. Tear up my garden. What the f*** is going on, people? Calvary Episcopal Church will offer later this month its first Perfect Paws Pet Ministry. Aimed at getting more of your money, giving area pooches and their owners improved odds at getting canines into heaven. Motherfucker, didn't you read and watch All Dogs Go to Heaven? I seen the goddamn movie. It was pretty hilarious. Shit. The Danvers Church plans to hold the service on the third Sunday of every month. Yeah, of course, complete with communion for the humans and special blessings for pets. Dogs will get special treats like crossbones. Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Crossbones. Oh, man. Oh, man. What is up with the marijuana these days? I don't know. Jesus. Okay, people. I'm about to have a heart attack over here. Okay, we're in Mana, what the fuck is that? Manitowoc? Okay, Mana, some shit. Woman seeks ride to give birth, and boyfriend robs her. Come the fuck on, man. What the hell kind of... Oh, man. I'm about to give this motherfucker an award, man. This is going to be the first award of the day, man. I mean, this is the first one. When a pregnant Two Rivers woman thought she needed to go to the hospital to deliver her baby, her boyfriend refused to arrange transportation, robbed, and threatened to kill her. Instead of seeking medical attention for his 36-year-old girlfriend, Michael Vincent, 36, demanded money from her to buy beer. She gave him $50 of her $150 disability check. What the fuck kind of shit is that, man? Oh, man. Y'all know I got to cuss this motherfucker out first before you get fired on your day off.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, that about wraps it up. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, here's your award, asshole.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Man, that's some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, people. It don't even get no more worse than that. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, let me let y'all know what the fuck is going on. Around New England, you know what I'm saying? We got some New England news. Real quick at the break, where the f*** is it at? And here you go.
Hot Steps Magazine,
KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by...
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
Wow, what the hell just happened with that bullshit? One of my compadres. Oh, man, that's fucked up. That banned one of my homegirls and shit because she laughed out loud too much in the chat room. What the fuck is that? I can fucking cuss on this motherfucker, man. I can say shit ass pussy, but you can't laugh out loud too much in the goddamn chat room. What the shit is that? Alright. Man, yeah, beat y'all gay like that. You're definitely gay like that. I don't know what the fuck. I can beat TR, man.
It's like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man. Fucking blow talk. Well, you can't. It's like my dog do say, you can't live with him, can't live without him, boy. Fucking motherfuckers, man. Jesus. What the hell's going on? Matter of fact, let me play that in the background. I'll play my homeboy Deuce, man. Got to hear what he's saying. Damn, man. All right, we got to get back into nutty news. If she comes back in, I'll try to get her back in. So. Damn.
can't live with it. I can't live with it.
Fucking fast typing. Hey, don't fucking type fast in here. Like, who the fuck cares? All right, we're in Tasmania, where seaweed may halt swine flu spread. Yeah. Tasmanian scientists have discovered a compound occurring naturally in seaweed, which could help provide the key to beating swine flu. A compound in the seaweed acts as a natural defense against marine viruses and toxins. Scientists at a private laboratory near Hobart are convinced it is just as effective on humans. How the fuck can it be effective when it's a fucking fake ass damn disease? Man, what the hell ever, man? How you gonna mother use some natural shit on some goddamn man-made bullshit? Yeah, tell it all on, man. That's it too funny. Hudson, Texas. Woman attacks husband for being bad in bed. Right. A woman has been accused of stabbing her husband with scissors. Oh. Because she was unhappy with his performance in bed. Yes. Michelle Thomas, 26, was arrested. And I will say that again for all you fellows out there. Michelle Thomas. 26 years old, was arrested after police were called around 1 a.m. to the couple's house. The man told police Ms. Thomas became angry with him because after a sex session left her left her unsatisfied. Oh, man. What kind of shit is that? Like, you hear what my dog say? Can't live with him. Can't live without him. God damn, dude, she hit it on the fucking head. Man. What is that? The jackalshead.spruce.com. What the fuck is that? Only on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Jackal's Head at www.thejackal.com. Yeah, a show about everything from music to movies to sports. And then the paranormal and UFOlogy. Come check out the voices inside my head. Says the Jackal, I'm one of the voices in his head. Hey, that's real, man. Go to http://thejackalshead.spruze.com. And, you can see the live stream. Hey, but we got to link up, man. I'm on live stream, too. We got to link up. I'm trying to build a cast for the live stream. And you can go here and see Blog Talk Radio episodes from Mr. Jackal himself. And you got some commentary at the bottom. You got some site chat you can get involved in. It's a lot of good stuff. You can go in there and get signed up. Is getting registered myself. And I'm going to walk y'all through the registration process. You have to provide your email address and password, then confirm your password, enter your public display name, which is DJ Captain Smells So Good. You already know. Yeah, gotta love that.
And I'm a fucking no answer, man. Yeah, I'm bullshitting people. Fucking Tampa. Fucking male. All right, here we go. Fucking date of birth, April 20th, 1920. You know what I'm saying? That's 420, baby, 420. I'm just bullshitting people, just bullshitting. And, yeah, man, I normally do the receive important news and updates, but then somehow the third parties get in and become fucking spaminator and shit, and then everybody fucking just spams the shit out of me. I'll give you my new, this is my new email address, the WDGEradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I had to get that one because, man, fucking Yahoo, they just over spam you and shit. Fucking Hotmail started to turn into the same goddamn way, so I fucking get off of that shit. All right, it fucking pissed me off. Not Jackal. I'm signed up, brother. There we go. We are creating your account. Please wait. This may take a few minutes. Hey, I like your letterhead, brother. That's a nice little design there. Nice banner, head banner. Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here. Profile, friends, photos. We can put all that up on here. What I need to do. Okay. All right. Now let's go to my profile. Captain smells so good. I'm fucking on here, people. We're fucking signed up. Oh, look at me all in black. Nope. All right. Let me see if I can throw me, upload my pic on here real quick. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get back into another news, you know. You just hold on. Hold the fuck on. Hey, man. I can't. Oh. I'm bad. All right. Let me go on here and get a picture real quick. Yes, is Why Can't We Be Friends, goddammit. Yes. That's what the fuck I'm whistling. Shit. It's the only song I damn know. Ah, man, you know I'm fucking tripping, man. My logo, is that it? Is that my shit? Let's see here. Yeah, that'll work. I'll have to put that. Nah, there we go. I use the wanted poster. Yeah. Fucking yeah. There we go. Bam. And I am uploaded. I have my pic uploaded. Yeah, you see me. Yeah. I'm wanted by Get Lit, We Lit. They want their shit back. All right, and I'll have to come back and add some widgets and some style and all that kind of stuff to it. So, give me just a second, man. I'll much better than Ning. Yeah, I hate fucking Ning, man. Ning sucks ass. Ning Network, it has a lot of people on the network, but, man, it just sucks ass, man. It fucking sucks ass. All right, anyways, go over here and finish this up, man. Brisbane, Australia. Workers dig pool in wrong yard. Yeah. An Australian homeowner said workmen mistakenly began digging a swimming pool in his garden and fled once they discovered the $17,700 mistake. Yeah, Peter Collard of Brisbane, who is trying to sell the house, said he received a call from his real estate agent saying he should rush home because two men were digging in his yard. Ah, man, you already know that's fucked up. You already know that's fucked up. Let's go over here to Miami, good old Miami, Florida, down the street, where a TSA screener beat coworker over small penis comments. Right. A Transportation Security Administration screener is facing an assault rap after he allegedly beat a co-worker who joked about the size of the man's penis after he walked through a security scanner. Ah, hell no. Oh, man. The x-ray revealed that Rolando Negrin has a small penis, and co-workers made fun of him on a daily basis, reported cops. Following his arrest, Negrin told police that he could not take the jokes anymore and lost his mind. Hell no, man. Hell to the fuck God. Yay, Heavenly Angels back. All right. That was on the news? Yeah, he made the news. Hell no. Yeah, that is too fucking crazy. Wow. All right, welcome back. Hell no. But nah, it don't ask for login credentials when you actually sign up. You gotta sign up first, and then it won't ask for the that Twitter stuff. I think that's just for chat too. Columbus, Ohio, woman tries to eat robbery note. Yeah, right. Authorities say a woman tried to rob a bank with a note and then attempted to eat it once she saw a uniformed officer in line behind her. Don't worry, people. I'm going to give it her award. Don't worry. Trumbitas, it says the off-duty officer wasn't aware of what was going on, but when the woman noticed him, she grabbed the note and fled. Bank employees said they saw her trying to swallow the note as she left the bank. Right. Let's give her a call, shall we?
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintess? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintess. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintess?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Something. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Wow, man. Oh, man. Too funny for me, people. Too funny for me. If you're not fucking laughing, I am. And this is Filthy Water Friday. We got two more to wrap it on up, man. Yeah, I got to get on out here into the world. We're all the way over here, and this is a first-timer. In Seoul, South Korea, where a driver earns license on 960th try. Ain't it a statute of limitations against some shit like that? She clearly don't need no goddamn driver's license. Damn. All right. A South Korean woman who earned a driver's license after 960 tries is ready to buy a car and get behind the wheel. Yeah, right. I'm ready to get the fuck off the road. Shit. Yonhap news agency reported that 69-year-old Cha Sa-soon passed the driving part of the test on her 10th try. South Korea requires a written test first, and Cha took it nearly daily since April 2005 before passing last year. God damn! 4 years to get a fucking... What the fuck is wrong with your family members? That's what the fuck I want to know. Because all these some of bitches probably driving around your ass. You know what I'm saying? So why the fuck they don't want to fucking help you? Should it be a cheat note or some shit. I don't know, bitch, you're in China. Y'all got them old secret spy devices and shit. Bitch, you could have put a goddamn fucking contact lens in with the fucking, you know what I'm saying, with the cheat notes on the shit and right in your eye and then, bam, you ding, 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 ding. Oh, man. All right, people. Last but not least, we're in Illinois, where a woman was applying nail polish before fatal crash. Damn. Not that she was on for cell phone. She's, yeah, okay. After spending the day weeding in the garden at her daughter's, home, Laura Hunt decided to touch up her nails before she crashed her car into a motorcyclist, killing her instantly at a red light, she told a jury. Hunt tearfully recounted how she hadn't had a chance to clean up before leaving to go out to dinner with another daughter and made what she called a stupid decision to polish her fingernails while driving. Wow. Shouts out to Genie Baby. Hey there. Welcome. Did I say that right? Yeah, Genie Baby. Welcome. I'm a genie in a bottle, too. You want to see my smoke? Hold on. Hey, people, you don't like my jokes. You know what
I'm
saying?
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
You know, fucking Kirk. Fucking tell him, Kirk. Shit. All right, people, and that will wrap it up for the Nutty News of the Day, man. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all you wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news, man. You already know. And like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? You know why?
You are a man. I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? That's why, ladies like my mechanical swing, if you get my drift. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to the little West Coast, man. Let's get into the little West Coast, and we're going to come right back at you, man. Y'all hold on.
Party in the club, hands on up. Baby, by the side, no, grab a girl, butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Baby, by the side, no, grab a girl, butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah.
All right, and we're back.
Oh,
my man, you know what I'm saying? Since Mrs. Jeannie's off in here, let me go ahead and say hello.
Someone would like to speak with you, Master.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what's going on now. You know, shouts out to you. Thank you for coming through the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, chilling like a villain, everybody. That's how, you know. You right now, this cap smells so good. Want to give shouts out to Florida UFOs. Representing Florida, you know what I'm saying, real heaven, heavenly angel up there in Washington State. Genie Baby, wherever you from, girl, you know what I'm saying, welcome to the show. Prophet Jackal, which y'all can hit him up on, what the fuck did I just sign up to? Hell, I be signing up to any goddamn thing. The Jackal's Head, .spruce.com. Yeah, don't get on that Ning bullshit. And good old Cyanide from the Netherlands. Oh, PA, what's that, Pennsylvania? Oh, you over there with old Bit 66, old Easy Rider. That's my dog right there. Shout out to Easy Rider, man, bit66.com. And, it's going down real big. All right, people. More. UFO, oh, not UFO, y'all. That's real. Now, y'all know I talk about all the space beamed up and all that kind of shit on the show. You know, I cover all bases. So, you know, y'all want to, yeah, we can do a banner exchange. Anybody want to email me the banner and stuff, want me to post it on my website. Send it to WDGE Radio at gmail.com. And let me give a little plug real quick to check out Mr. Prophet Jackal having the Thin C from Mo Thugs Records on the show Sunday. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thejackal. That's T-H-A Jackal, motherfucker. You better know how to spell Jackal. The Jackal's Head dot, what the hell? Well, yeah, the Jackal's Head. What, shit. Yeah, the Jackal's Head. Yeah, I think, hell, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to read the damn shit out, you know what I'm saying? All right, that'll work. And, yeah, Mo Thugs, Thin C. I don't know, brother. I listen to country, you know what I'm saying? I don't know anything about rap, so, you know, I don't really know who Mo Thugs is, but, yeah, I'll be there, brother, if I can make it. You know what I'm saying? I don't do shit on Sundays. Sit around and play with my left testicle. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did I say that on air? Did I say that on air? All right, people, we got to get up out of here, man. And yeah, and just about that. Here's up.
Want to
you want to buy a car, man?
It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deals!
Cars that break down!
Speed!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your title!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell!
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us
or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends a minute after you write out the check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
And I knew that. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. See y'all later, people. Yeah. And we're going to get up out of here with Mrs. John New. Make sure y'all go and check out myspace.com/JahNewThePrincess, you know what I'm saying? Or www.myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess. And, yeah, you can hit up 96.94, one of the radio stations. It's called a radio station and request Miss Jahnu, and then tell you want to hear Drop With It. Yeah, that's a good one, too. You know what I'm saying? Because we out of here, people.
Yeah. This is another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Drake Boy, Drake Boy. My name is John New.
Booty up and down, and when you bring it back up, put them
nigga to the snag. Yeah, the dick for me too thick. Put down a dry thing on the fuck with.
Take your shoulder in.
What with it, what with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy. Watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. Make your shoulder in. What with it, what with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy. Watch him. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
I can tell that you want me. You all owe me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, 'cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you do throwing that E.
Your shoulder.